We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WTIC 860-522-9842. Joining us now for his weekly visit. We'll take more phone calls. We'll play more Rant Line. But right now, Bob Stefanowski is here, former candidate for governor and business bigwig, and I was lucky enough to be with him on a Zoom webinar with Art Laffer today. Bob, that was great fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Art was Ronald Reagan's chief economist and helped implement, for all of those of us who are old enough, the Tax Reform Act of 1986, which brought up one of the biggest spurs in the economy we've ever seen. But he's a sharp guy. He's able to boil, kind of like you, Todd, he's able to boil complex things down to simple principles. And one of the ones that struck me was he made the suggestion that, you know, why do we tax cigarettes? Well, because we want people to arguably smoke less. Why do we tax liquor? Because we want people to drink less. Why do we tax gas? Because we want people to conserve energy. So if those things are true, why do we tax jobs? I mean, if we want to create more jobs, either in Connecticut or globally, why wouldn't we want to lower the tax on people that are working and the small businesses that are providing these jobs to actually create more jobs rather than mitigating them?
Yeah, and what's the answer to that? Why do we tax people's income? Is that what you're referring to, taxing jobs?
Taxing jobs.
The payroll
taxing
tax?
Income, taxing the small businesses that create those jobs in Connecticut, that incents them to move out of the state. You know, aren't we encouraging business by reducing taxes after 30 years of tax increases? Why aren't we at least trying something different in Connecticut?
I've never understood that. Like, why wouldn't you say to the one force in the history of mankind that generates jobs, and that is business, and in particular small businesses, but to all businesses, why is there some glory in people saying, oh, those businesses don't get taxed enough? All they do is create jobs. Why would you want to say to the single driving force that enables all good things to happen, we want to put more of a burden on your shoulders? I don't get that.
Well, and other states do get it. I mean, I remember when Rick Scott, governor of Florida, was up here touring Connecticut saying, please come to Florida. We don't have a state income tax. We'll give you land that you can develop for your factory. We give you access to our workforce. We'll actually treat you nicely. Please, please, please come down to Florida. Because he knew there was a bigger game than the quarterly payment or the biannual payment that the businesses were going to make. He knew there was a broader game that if you stimulated businesses and got them to come there, you'd create a virtuous cycle of creating more jobs and more tax revenues right now. And we're in a death spiral in Connecticut. We raise taxes and more people leave.
So if you're trying to understand why there's pressure constantly inside the state to raise taxes that intuitively and logically, and by the way, I think Rick Scott proves it to be the case, that Florida's in a huge growth cycle and Connecticut's in a long, drawn-out, sort of sad depression kind of period. Why? The only reason they would be doing that, advocating for more burden on the creators of good things is because they've created an out-of-control situation where they just can't pay their bills.
I think that's right. I think it's short-term thinking, and it's obligations to special interest groups. And if your focus is, how do I afford another $360 million to give state employees a 5% raise on July 1st, your immediate reaction might be to raise taxes to get that revenue in now so you don't have to disappoint, you know, the unions. But if you're thinking long-term, you take the approach, I'm going to restructure this plan, and I'm going to take some short-term pain, and I'm going to have some difficult discussions. But the benefit to that is, in the long-term, I'm going to fundamentally fix the structural problem, and in the long-term, I will create jobs. So I think it's short-term thinking, Todd, and putting getting reelected, which a lot of the Democrats do, put it ahead of everything else in the world.
So it was fun hanging out with Art Laffer for the webinar today. I thought it was really interesting to hear how instinctual he is about the things that I think we believe deeply in, the power of markets and how that capitalism is the force that creates the most good, and the demonization of it is beyond the pale and wrong-headed.
Well, you made a great point as well. You know, every handout, or whatever you want to call it, every subsidy is a tax increase, because you have to take it from somewhere. And if you're putting it somewhere else, you're taking it from someone and you're taxing them. And he used the example of a payroll tax, which would be a great thing. Can you imagine if we instituted a reduction in the payroll tax in the state of Connecticut so that people could take home more money? Businesses would lower their overhead. They could hire more people. It would encourage businesses to hire. I mean, the impact of that, if we could do that here, would be amazing.
Yeah, it's a very clean way to stimulate economic activity, he was saying, because 100% of that money is going right back into the pockets of spenders, right? Did I interpret that properly?
Yeah, he made the analogy that if you take a dollar out of your pay tomorrow and you put it through the system, you put it through the IRS, you put it through all the checks and balances, you put it through the government, what comes back on the other end when you try to fund something in the state is 65 cents. You lose 35% of that dollar they took from you by putting it through an incredibly inefficient bureaucracy called the federal and state government. So rather than doing it that way, why don't we just ask for a dollar less from you? It gets out in the economy immediately. You get 100% of the benefit. You feel better because you're not giving some of your money up to Washington. And it doesn't discriminate. If you were to give a payroll tax, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't create winners and losers. It gives everybody that benefit. So, again, the clarity of the way Dr. Laffer put it, why wouldn't we just cut a dollar on the front end and have it stimulate the economy now rather than forcing it through this expensive bureaucracy we've created called the government?
So I guess the answer to that is the government favors the inefficient way because it puts power into the hands of the officials who get to decide where the money flows. And they like getting their VIG, too. They like having their third of those dollars.
That's exactly right. It takes it out of your decision and puts it in their decision, and then they create people that have obligations to them, and they can drive votes from it, and they can control the process. And you've been making the point for weeks now, Todd. Connecticut is the perfect example of that, where you've got a government whose primary focus is staying in power, and they're going to do whatever they can to protect that. And money is a big, in any discussion, money is a big piece of leverage. So the more they can take, the more leverage they have.
All right, Bob Stefanowski, anything else you want us to know?
No, thanks for participating today. We hope to do some more of those webinars, but for people that call in, I appreciate it. It was a very, very good session. So thank you for doing it.
Yeah. No, thanks for making me part of it. I loved it. Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor, and now a mask activist, amongst other things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.